Oh dear, one of them mornings. Good morning, welcome to, good afternoon, welcome to the FTS Bet Slip, the 4th of, 3rd of March, Tuesday the 3rd of March. Apologies, I've just recorded 15 minutes of podcast and then realised I hadn't pressed the record button. So basically I've been sat in my office talking to myself for 15 minutes, making no sense whatsoever. And then I went to publish it and realised I hadn't clicked record. Been a funny old morning this morning already. Obviously we had Ultimate, there's only one game running. Had trouble with horse data, external data, always the cause of our angst coming in, but we got the files out okay, as is. And obviously if you're not an Ultimate member, what I'm going to say now won't make a lot of sense, but Ultimate members, I have emailed you. Literally on the aspect of sharing data, giving the bets away, selling it, giving it for free, collectively joining, whatever it may be, I'm just not going to have it. I'm always going to protect the other members, and people can believe what they want, make up their own theories about it. There's 39 games in the Ultimate database each weekend. Probably only 10 or 12 of those throw up decent bets. And the Ultimate membership, predominantly a lot of you will fall on the same games, and it needs protecting, and I will do all I can to protect it, and I won't have the piss taken out of it. And people can question my motives and come back whatever, I'm not going to name names, but we live in a world where everybody wants to try and have somebody over, get something for nothing, make themselves look good, whatever the reasons may be. I've had it people selling wills info on over the years, and I'll try and protect providers, whatever it may be. You pay, with regard to Ultimate, peanuts for all the work goes into it. I never miss a day, ever. I never miss a day, and you play about £8 a week for all that info, and there's some people making 5-6 figures off it. I know some people are losing and struggling. That's down to how using it in education. But for £8 a week, I'm not going to have the piss taken out of it. And you know, whether people say they're not selling it or they are selling it or they're giving it away. You know, if you took, I'll use Gurdeep as an example. I threw Gurdeep out a few years ago. It's well public that that happened. Totally lost my shit with him. Because I was protecting the service and protecting providers and I wasn't having it. If Gurdeep now is back as a member, we've had a chat, blah, blah, blah. If Gurdeep was going on the ball at 8:30 on a Friday morning, 9 o'clock as soon as the file got published, and sending his bets to 20 of his mates. I'm not saying he is doing that, because he isn't, and that isn't what he was doing, but if that was the case, I'm just using him as an example, I'd kick him off. I do find out. People think that they're clever. I always find out. This small, you know, the gambling community is quite small. Of all the people online, I've been there the longest. Doesn't matter who it is. Of all the people, Geese, Cassini, whatever, I've been there the longest, so I know loads of people, and I'm a fairly decent guy, and it all comes back to me, and people tell me eventually, irrespective of results and things going up and down on whatever, people come back to me and say, have you seen this? Do you know this is going on? So I always find out, and I will deal with it, and I know that this guy, and I'm not going to name names, is linked with other people. I know from his own admission that he said he was getting the files free before this year. Don't know whether that's true or not, but that's what he told me himself. If you're sharing data with him, you are gone. And if I end up in a court of law over something, bring it on, because that's where I'll go. I've already got this harassment one going on. Things like that don't scare me. I want to get on with it. I've got the money to do it. I want to get on and get this stuff stopped. Simple as that. And if people can't respect the other members of something like FTS, then we do not want them there. It is simple as that. It's nothing personal. It's nothing, I hate him, I don't want this. It's a matter of protecting what you do and having respect for fellow members. I respect every single member of Ultimate, and I respect them to do it as it is. Should we try and help them? I fully understand people go up and down, but the actual integrity of the process and what goes out, I will always try and protect for those people using it. It's clear as day. It says no refunds, and it is for your use. It says it clear as day. And if the problem with doing Excel is people forward it on, do whatever they want with it. All this has done is made me look at what I'll do next year. My first initial reaction is bollocks to it. I won't do anything. I'll keep it all for myself. I know then that people like Gurdy, who make a living off it, or other people will say, hang on a minute, Do I have a smaller group? How do we dispense the information? So all these things I'll talk with David about, I'll talk with Ryan about, and we'll just do things differently. Simple as that. I don't need the aggro of all that. People get up and think, I want to do this on purpose and kick people out. I've got no interest in it whatsoever. I want us all just to get on and make some money. But I understand if you're not in Ultimate, you haven't got a clue what I'm talking about, but there you go. But I assure you, if you are in Ultimate, and I know there's people who are, I will find you and I will kick you out, simple as that. And if it does have to get public, then I'll make it public. I am not having it. Have some respect for people. It's not smart. It's not clever. If you can't afford the £8 a week, don't join. If you think that that's the way to go, oh, I'll get it and sell it to other people, or I'll split the cost with other people, or I'll send the bets to other people, then it's just disrespectful. That's all it is. It is nothing but disrespectful to everybody involved, not just me who does all the work behind it, but the people using it as well. And whatever anybody thinks of me, I will always protect FTS members, be it trading group members or whatever, first. Results will go up and down, but I will not have the way things are done disparaged elsewhere. I won't have members, you know, we've had issues with members being direct membered by people from other services. That's what I talk about, harassment and getting that dealt with. I'll always protect you, as well as protecting myself. So simple as that. So yes, I think people are expecting me to come on shouting and ranting and raving. It's not a shout, rant and rave topic. It's a deal with it topic, through whatever means are necessary, be it email, meetings, lawyers, whatever it takes. Get things dealt with and move on. I want to get up in the morning, do the best by you guys, without any aggravation. And whether people believe that or not, is I've been around a long time, doesn't really faze me. As I say, I don't actually give a shit what people think of me, but I do give a shit about the product that goes out and how it's used, and that you guys are hopefully getting the best from it. And I, as I say, I know some people are winning and some are losing. Ultimately, we want to get every 100% winners. That's never totally achievable, but that's the next goal, is the education and things. But when your time's taken up dealing with crap like this, it means you can't be doing something else. So this has taken up a lot of my time over 6-8 months in one way or another, phone conversations, exchanging emails, reading emails, whatever it is. I don't need it. I don't need that on a Friday morning. My missus doesn't need me in a bad mood when I've read it. So there we go. Let's hopefully people involved. If you don't want to be involved, sod off. If you think that you can just have it for nothing, sod off. If you think I won't find out who you are and kick you off, then sod off, because I will. And I'm fairly sure this guy's still going to get the data. I'm fairly sure, and it will just now become a situation of, right, where's he getting it from? And it will go from there. I'm fairly convinced of that, because he's obviously built up a network of people himself. But I will deal with it. You know, over time, I will deal with it. Simple as that. That is for me to deal with, and you guys can just go about your day. Right. Sorry about that. There, see, James Carrigan. Cool, calm, collected. That's how you've got to be. There. It's nonsense that gets me raging. Love Island. Piers Morgan. Farage. Boris. Boris. See, just mentioning the name. Fucking Boris. Honestly, what a buffoon. Brexit. What a disaster that's going to be. I told Jess, no real views. We're going to cock it up. We are nosing it right up. Costing fortunes. Don't say that. It is. Costing fortunes. Millions. It's already costing us more than we ever paid into the EU. That's a fact. Right. Southall, 19:30. Puchita, small win bet. Exeter, 2 o'clock. Eclair Surf, small win bet. Southall, 7 o'clock. Glory of Paris, small win bet. Exeter, 4 o'clock, Ballinora, win and place. Reasonable if you want to. Exeter, 4:30, Nelson's Touch, win and place. Small. That's it. Enjoy yourselves. Have a lovely little go on the horses if you want to, at your own peril. I always say at your own peril, don't you? Don't I? Right, I've got a question just about the 2.5 goals model. Nudging along nicely. I've had Chrissy doing a lot of work for me, just trying to sort my whole process out. A lot of stuff I still did manually. I was still a dinosaur. And Chrissy has over 3 or 4 years built me sheets, and we're on another project now, which he's done. I got a delivery yesterday. It's like a stork delivering a little kid. It is. I love it. But needed a couple of changes. He's going to do tomorrow, and I've added got some more to add to it, Chrissy. He doesn't know that yet. The first he'll know of it is listening to this podcast. Chrissy, there's more to come, son. Pull your finger out. Let's get this done. But certainly on the 1.5s, 2.5s, things like that, I'm going to share more of them over the coming weeks, just because I'm getting it in a phase where I can get this data out quickly and do it. And when you've got, as I said yesterday, 14 files, 42 files being produced, over 100 fixtures at a weekend, my time is very limited. I literally am running around. But all that is changing with things like automation and the processes Chrissy is building for me, and help from Alistair, Suggsy with results, Scott with results. Lots of people are chipping in. So I will then be able to focus more on, one, sharing how we generate the data, two, what data to look for, three, how to use it, and hopefully we build something going forward over the next 12 months that you guys really buy into and can improve your punting all round. So using the FDD data, FTS Ultimate, all that. But it all takes a bit of time, and ultimately none of those are to blame. It all starts with me. I have to get my stuff in order to be able to pass that on and say to them, I want this to do this, this to do that. And it's taken me a long time, but we're getting there. The stuff Chrissy's done is superb, and Art's then helping with that, as I say. Anyway, waffling, let's move on. But the 1.5s, 2.5s stuff I'm going to be looking at a lot more with you, and I will have a full report on that probably at the end of the season now, and then start to share a bit more of it perhaps in the last few weeks of the season, as I can generate it quicker. But for today, Pogon Shazezin, Jagaliona, Biliastock, clicking off at 7:30. Graham Eakins, how did I do there? Over 1.5 goals. So 20, 25 minutes, over 1.5 goals. I think you can be a bit more aggressive with these. As I say, everything's at your own peril. It's certainly, if there's a goal first half, let them ride. Though I wouldn't green up, I would only ever remove my liability. I don't think you just need to green up. You can let these, the strength of these is coming to the fore, and I can be a bit more selective with the ones I give you. So Pogon, Shezin, Jagaliona, Bystock, 25 to 40 minutes. If it's 0-0, back over 1.5 goals, drip it in over that 15 minutes, and pretty much let it ride. There will, I'm certain, be a goal, and then you want the other one. But you can remove your liability and then let it go rather than greening up or whatever. But I'll have a couple of new methods for these with the 2.5 as well, and how to trade them, which I'm going to make some videos of. And then Famalicão, I mean, how do you say that? Famalicão versus Sporting Lisbon, 8 o'clock in Portugal, over 2.5 goals. So back that over the first 15 minutes of the game. And then remove your liability on a goal again with that one, being the 2.5. If the second goal goes in sort of latish 45, 50, 60 minutes, you may want to green up then rather than chase the third. But for Malacao versus Sporting Lisbon, 2.5, and that's an 8 o'clock kickoff. And Pogon Shazezin, Jagaliona, Biliastock, flipping all over this, 7:30 in Poland. For a 1.5. Okay, hopefully those little models produce babies for you. Right, that is me done. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning. Have a lovely, what is it? I don't even know what day it is now. Tuesday, all over the shop. Do it every day, don't I, Kev? What day is it? What time is it? What day is it? Useless. Right, Spurs are shit. Have a lovely day, and I will be back with you on tomorrow morning.